I'd like to take a moment to talk about your piece in this past Sunday's Free Press. You filed the story from Port-au-Prince. You were there with the Have Faith Haiti mission. Tell us a little about this incredible plumber from Dearborn whom you profiled. Wow.
He's a... I've never met anybody like this guy. His name is Nadal Tamer. He's probably about 5'7", kind of compact, strong, nice-looking guy. And he's just fearless. And when you hear his story, he grew up in war-torn Lebanon, saw people killed around him left and right, saw 18 guys from his village go out one night to fight the Palestinians, and every one of them came back dead. Mm. Saw his next-door neighbor chopped into pieces and put in plastic bags when he dared to try to go get medical help in Beirut. And his parents basically said when he was 17, get out. You know, wherever you go, just get out. It's too dangerous here. Go find someplace. So he went to the UAE and worked for, I think, 4 or 5 years as in a steel shop, lived in a barracks, basically, in a camp, and made $60 a week, and then heard about this place, Detroit, where they paid you $5 an hour, and he said, oh, let's go there. That's great, $5 an hour. Came here. He's a Muslim, and yet when the time came to go down to help at this Christian mission, he didn't think twice about it. He's gone down 4 times already. He's one of these guys that just fixes things when he sees, I can do this, you know, and he brings pipes and toilets and things like that with him, or else he finds him in the street. At one point, we weren't getting water into the mission. He went out into the street and went up and down with one of the kids who speaks Creole and knocked on every neighbor's door. You got water? You got water? You got water? Until he figured out who was getting it and who wasn't, and he isolated the problem. He said, you got a problem in the middle of the street. I said, okay, well, you know, this will take forever. Getting anybody from the Haitian services to come out, that's, you know, could be a year. And he says, I take care of it. He goes and gets a pickaxe and chops apart the street, which in Haiti, really, nobody cares. You know, the trucks just go around you. And he chopped apart the street, and he found this hole, and he said, there's your problem, you know. And I said, okay, well, how do you fix it? He says, let me see. And he somehow, next thing I know, he was on a motorcycle with some guy, disappeared and went off to some store with somebody he just met and found a fitting or an elbow or whatever they call those things, and came back and fixed the thing in the middle of the street.
Wow.
And, you know, it's that kind of giving. I mean, here he is. He's a Muslim. He could easily say, I don't need to take care of people, you know, who aren't my religion. I don't need to be in a foreign country. But he's come down, and he always says to me, anytime you need me, I'm coming. No, we don't. He doesn't get any paid. He misses work. He's taking time away from his family. And he just does it because he remembers what it was like to live in, you know, a difficult place. And he said that as bad as Lebanon was, Haiti is in many ways worse. He said, because at least we were in a war, but at least we could eat. And he said, these kids are constantly asking me for food. There's not even anything to eat. So, yeah, he's pretty incredible, and I've met a lot of incredible people like that who have come down with us. We take down every 3 or 4 months. Roger Penske is nice enough to let us use his jet that he takes his race team around in, and we take 20 to 25 plumbers, contractors, roofers, electricians, you name it, and they all give of their own time. They bring their tools. They just show up. They hit the ground running. They work sun up to sundown and then beyond sundown, and they all ask, when can we go again? So that's the kind of people that we have here in Michigan, and he's just one of them.